Today, we have a mentee with us whose life has been impacted by the efforts of the Hudgens Transitional Entrepreneurship Lab.
Lamont Williams is the founder of MyCFO, a bookkeeping company that offers financial services to small businesses, nonprofits, individuals, and families. The mission is to guide their clients toward financial stability and building generational wealth. Mr. Williams received his bachelor's degree in accounting from Christopher Newport University. His family's roots are in the Newport News community, as he and his wife have raised 3 Warwick High School graduates. Mr. Williams is passionate about making a difference in his community and the lives of others. With 16 years of experience as an assistant controller at a local university and over 20 years of experience in the field of accounting, he is committed to building a business that serves the Hampton Roads community well. Thank you for joining us today.
I'm honored to be here. Thank you so much.
I wanted to start off by asking you, why do you love Newport News, the Newport News community, so much? Tell us about that.
Ever since me and my wife got married in 1990, we just wanted to make sure that we caught a space that was our own, that was home. My wife grew up in Hampton. She was born in Langley. I moved here to Hampton in my teenage years before I left for school and came back. So we didn't want to make any assumptions that Hampton was the place that we were supposed to be. Being a person of faith, we really prayed about it, and we wound up getting an apartment at the time in Newport News. Now, for people who live in the Hampton Roads area, even though we're all one peninsula, Hampton is very different from Newport News. But as me and my wife started learning more about Newport News, we've grown to be part of Newport News. And so I tell people now, I might have been born in Detroit, but I grew up in Newport News. And so I have such a love and a passion for the city, what they're doing, where they're going towards, and what they're moving towards. So I'm all in. I even got my little Ridley keychain on, because I'm so excited about what the city is doing and how it's recasting itself as a destination city.
Yeah, and I want to ask, for those who don't know, what is going on? Like, where do you see them going?
Well, in particular, where I live in the southeastern portion of Newport News. Formerly, some people would call it the East End. It was the area that was probably segregated. It is like the original place where the city was before they incorporated Warwick County. But my area in particular, they're going through a total revitalization through what's called the CNI program. It's a community neighborhood initiative that's been done by HUD. And so we were granted $30 million to help transform the area. And so we have leveraged that $30 million, where right now the city is adding hundreds of millions of dollars in redevelopment of the area. In fact, the city council just passed provision to build a brand new Huntington Middle School. It's going to be ultimately an $80 million superblock project just in the outskirts of the CNI area. The CNI area in particular is from 35th Street and Jefferson down to the waterfront. And since then, we have reopened the beach. They are now building brand new affordable apartments on Jefferson and 28th and 29th Street. We're planning on rebuilding on what used to be the Ridley housing project. Brand new apartments. They're creating a health and fitness trail. We're hoping to have a seafood market.
Oh, nice.
2 brand new small factories that's going to have in total between both factories about 300 new jobs and middle wage earning jobs, like middle class earning jobs. And so it's a lot of good things happening right now in Newport News as we try to, like I said, it's like a renaissance as we're redeveloping into that destination city that so many people are looking for, hopefully in the Hampton Roads area.
Nice. That's exciting.
It is. I'm just seeing them put all of the, like, the wires underground on Jefferson and seeing the new lights come out. And I actually have an office in a co-working space that's right there at 25th and Jefferson. Hearing the young entrepreneurs and the younger persons really being excited about what the city is doing and how it's transforming itself. It's just making for exciting times.
That is really exciting. So you mentioned you have an office, 25th and Jefferson.
The office is at 25 and J. Go see Ray Ransom, y'all.
Tell us about your business.
Yes. Well, one of the things that I've seen that as they're beginning to develop, my many years of experience working in the accounting field, that for most small businesses, a lot of hardworking individuals start a business. Most of them are sole proprietors or single-member LLCs, and they know how to hustle and get their money, but they normally don't have a back-office staff to help them to grow their business. And many times when I did free counseling for a lot of small businesses, they got caught up in issues like IRS and payroll and, you know, how do I really calculate good profit margins? What's my return on investments? And so my CFO is simply to provide not just a bookkeeping service, but a holistic bookkeeping service and financial counsel to small businesses, like you mentioned before, not-for-profits and individuals, the goal being towards financial stability and, more importantly for me, generational wealth. Because a lot of people who get into small businesses, they work harder, but they really don't see the benefit that they're able to pass on to their legacy. I want to get people into places that not only are they making money, but they're making profit. Mm-hmm. Not just making money, but making profit that leads towards generational wealth that they can pass on, hopefully to their posterity going forward. And so that's my heart. I always want to make a difference. That's my personal motto, that I'm MAD, but that MAD means making a difference in the lives of those around me. And this is my best way to use my talents to make a difference in the lives of individuals.
Nice. We appreciate you.
Well, thank you.
For the entrepreneurs that are listening, what has been your biggest challenge in entrepreneurship? And I know you mentioned, and a lot of people can see this, where you know a lot of people, you know, they start a business and it's about they're not able to make that profit to keep it going. But what has been your challenge in your business?
I think the biggest challenge, not only for myself, and I say this personally, but for most of us who are entrepreneurs, is that I always remember, I think, this very wise quote, that the race is not given necessarily to the swiftest or the strongest, but to those who endure in the end. And I think so many of us as entrepreneurs, because we're such visionaries and creatives, that we sprint. And so when the lull hits, when things aren't going as fast paced as we perceive it in our mind it needs to be, we actually get discouraged. We start doubting ourselves. We're wondering, why are we doing this? It tends to be easier then. We start looking at just like going back into the workplace. But we have to remember that it's not a sprint. It's a marathon. It's a consistent race. And so the biggest challenge for me even right now is remembering it's a race, it's a marathon. So there's going to be highs, there's going to be lows, but just find your pace and stay at your right pace. And before you know it, it'll become easy. And then the only thing you're looking forward to is the finish line.
Absolutely. What's the finish line for my CFO?
to see clients in a space where their children are benefiting from the counsel I was able to give that has them creating businesses and creating generational wealth and net worth for their families. That's how I would deem success more than anything else, is seeing other people prosper.
I want to ask this last question. What has your experience been like with the Hudgens Transitional Entrepreneurship Lab?
Well, first of all, I give a big shout out to Jay O'Toole. From the moment we first talked, he was like not only in my corner, but very, not only just engaging, but very sincere in wanting to know me as the person. You know, even in my conversations with Jay just over entrepreneurial matters, just talking life with each other. You know, me knowing now that he came from Georgia, if I'm not mistaken, and just talking about, you know, his transition here and my transition from what I do to now moving into this entrepreneur space. I've been a hard worker all my life. This is a new space for me. So that just helps encourage me even more to continue to go forward. The lab in Hudgens has just, they have always been like, come on, we want to put you on. I'm on here talking with you. Because there's an innate sense that you want the best for the entrepreneur. You want the best for me. And that these type of things continue to encourage me to run that race.
That makes sense. That is awesome. So did you transition to being full-time my CFO?
Not yet.
Not yet. Almost. You close.
Not yet. It's at that point that I know that if my CFO is going to exist, I tell people like this a lot. There's a story about a person named Peter and Esau, who he was following Jesus in the water, and he was like, and he was like, if that's you, come tell me. And he tell him to come. Faith means nothing until you step out the boat. And right now I'm on the edge.
Okay.
Knowing that I need to step out the boat.
Take that step. It's a hard step. It is a hard step.
It is.
I took that step.
You took that step. But the amazing thing is, once you take that step, you'll be amazed to realize, man, I can actually walk on water.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I think for me, I'll just share a little bit about my experience. It's the things that I was worried about before I took that step, they're nothing compared to the, to the, you know, life of non-luxury I get to live now. Once that's behind you, there's bigger giants to beat down.
I hear that.
Yeah, transitional entrepreneurship. I think it's so important. So I love the mission, and I'm so glad you came in and talked to us today. I think people are really gonna be encouraged by this episode and what you had to say. And I do have to ask a question. So
okay,
you offer so much wisdom, and even our previous conversations have encouraged me so much. I talked about you on my podcast. but I wanted to know, so do you see yourself becoming a mentor in the future?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it means nothing if you don't pass it on to the next generation. And so anybody that knows me, I am more than willing to walk with you.
Those who are listening, if you might get Lamont as a mentor. You might. So thank you guys for tuning in.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lamont, for being here.
Kia, thank you so much for this opportunity. Enjoy.